What up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here doing a Daily Moon horoscope reading for March 22nd, 2019. I'd like to shout out my brother, Blair. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, B-Ski. always supportive. Drives me nuts, but always supportive of any endeavor that I do. So I love him dearly. Also want to give a shout out to my other brother who was also had a birthday on the 16th, but it was on the weekend and I don't do these on the weekends. So I definitely want to give a shout out to my brother Lou as well. But a special day today. Special day for sure. Okay. So let's do the Daily Moon horoscope reading, y'all. So today, the moon is going to be in the third decan of Libra, which is co-ruled by Mercury. So it's a Venus-Mercury connection here, okay? With this, I remember how I told you the progressions of this, of the decan when it comes to Libra, and it kind of goes and connects with the progression of a relationship. First decan is Venus. You're attracted to each other. You're relating with each other, getting to know each other generally, and then you understand the quirks of each other, which is connected to the second decan of Libra, which is ruled by Uranus. And so you understand the people's individuality, uniqueness, their quirks, and all that. And then you get to the details of folks. Okay, this is when you learn the folks' deeper details, their mind, where they come from, their community, how they move, the details of the relationship. And it's really interesting because the next decan is first decan Scorpio. So that's when you start to really be emotionally connected to someone and start to really build that emotional connectivity on a deeper level. True emotional bindedness here. And so what's really interesting is that the third decan of Libra literally pushes towards intimacy. So something that shouldn't be slept on for sure. It's really cool, honestly. In the third decan of Libra, we're pushing towards intimacy. We're learning the details of people. We're learning how their mind is and why their mind thinks the way it thinks. Really combing through the details of people and their uniqueness. Being interested in it and loving it, you know? And loving it and communicating more on a just a deeper level. But still keeping that Libra chill vibe of, hey, let's still keep it cute. Let's still keep it compatible. Let's still vibe. Let the craziness happen when it's first decan Scorpio. You know what I mean? And so it's really, really interesting energy for sure. And so that's what we're kind of at this moment. Emotionally, we're connecting with folks that we built relationships with and wanting to know them in a deeper level. Not too deep, but deep enough to kind of know why they move the way they do, their emotions, and why they are the way they are. So it's an interesting decan, the third decan of Libra. It's way more communicative than the other decans, to me at least. And it's just cute. I think it's cute. I like it. Because it's like you're really getting to know the person. It's still keeping it compatible, diplomatic. Still having a compromising vibe, the nice balance in there, you know? So that's kind of the vibe that we're at too. You know, thinking about the details of relationships, but also thinking about the details in the people, of the people that we have one-on-one relationships with, okay? That's the move that we're kind of pushing towards, okay? So let's talk about these aspects that are happening. The moon's going to be trying Jupiter, okay? Sextile Jupiter. So it's a good energy. Jupiter definitely brings positivity and abundance to whatever it is. And so we're going to really have this emotional duty to really learn the details of the relationships and the details of the people that we have relationships in, because Jupiter is touching the moon at exactly 2 at 12 o'clock, which is really interesting. But to the very minute too, which is really interesting. That's how exact it is. But what's also happening too is that we are taking the things that are foreign from us, different philosophies, beliefs, and religions, and seeing how it connects with the relationship that we're in. So this might be a time in which you have a relationship with someone and they're like telling you details of them, and it's something that you don't fully agree with, or you never even thought of, or something that's totally foreign from you, and you're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. But you're not disagreeing with it. It's not like a nasty disagreement. It's not nasty emotions. It's not like really tough to deal with. It's just like opening your mind at a deeper level, and you're learning. You don't have to fully resonate with it. You don't have to fully take this new concept on. But the thing that this person is telling you in a relationship is really opening your mind and helping you learn more about them and just about life in general. So it's really, really interesting with this aspect. You're really learning the true, differences between you and the person that you're with here. It's dope energy. It really is. It's a learning opportunity for sure. The moon is going to be square Saturn. I kind of touched on this already. But with this energy, the moon again is in the Mercury decant of Libra. And so we have this emotional connection to learn the details of the people that we're in relationships with. And just because we're interested, just because we want to learn, just because we want to connect deeper. And these are people in all relationships. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be platonic. It could be business-wise. But our whole focus, honestly, of Saturn being in Capricorn is having authority and control over the restrictions that we usually have when it comes to our status and our reputation. This status and reputation could be career-wise, but it also could be the status and reputation of the relationship that you're in. And so what I can definitely be seeing is that, one person in a relationship really wants to have that title, have a certain status within the relationship, while the other person's like, no, let's just learn more about each other. Let's learn the details. Let's get deeper. And so I definitely see a disagreement like that happening here for sure. So just be aware of that. Be aware that it may feel, your emotions may feel restricted because you're feeling that you're not being heard. You're feeling that the communication is off. You're not relating well because of this. Because it's someone's basically given a cold, wet blanket over the situation, honestly, with like responsibilities and toughness that you have to face. And it's something that you do have to face. You kind of do have to be careful. Like, yeah, you want to know your partner a little bit more, but are you low key running away? You know what I mean? It's interesting. It's just something to think about, okay? The moon is also going to be squaring Pluto. And it's going to be exact too, around like maybe 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But during this time though, with the moon squaring Pluto, what's happening here is that with Pluto in Capricorn, we are finding empowerment through our reputation status and how we are recognized in general. We feel empowered, and to transform that too, to transform our reputation, our status, and how we're recognized. And we're ready to make those changes, and we're ready to kind of do the day-to-day routine work to push that dream through, to get where we want to get exactly. And again, this could be connected to anything in our life. It could be within our career, romantic relationships, whatever. But you have this goal of getting this status and this reputation, and you know, you are empowered to get that, you know, that will give you some empowerment, make you feel powerful within yourself, and you're trying to transform your life so you can gain that thing. But you know it's going to take now you to do the day-to-day work to get there. With the moon being in Libra, you know, emotionally, you may feel like you still need to relate with people and connect with them and learn more about them before you go ahead and make that transformation. So you're literally deep, deep down inside, your deep, intimate emotions, the depth within your emotions really feels like, no, I need to make this transformation. I need to do it now. But you're kind of like the top layer of your emotions, which you generally feel. Is like, maybe I need to know a little bit more detail. So you're feeling this inner conflict emotionally with it when it comes to like power or relation. Like, how should I handle this? So it's going to be kind of something that you're going to be working on. It's a little tough, I'm not going to front, but you know, just work through the emotions and pro con it. Just try to figure everything out so you can make sense of it all to see what's the best route for you, okay? It's different for everybody, especially depending on your chart where this energy lies, you know? The moon's going to be trining Venus, which is cute. And so we're going to be emotionally connected to what we desire, what we want, which is dope, and which is relation. Venus is going to be in the Libra decant of, the Venusian decant of Aquarius. And then the moon is going to be in the Mercury decan. So this energy is all about relation, communicating, learning about each other. That's what you desire. You desire relating with people and learning more, to learn about them deeper. And emotionally, you want to get to your desires, okay? And so you're kind of like, yeah, but this is what I want. I'm emotionally aligned with what I desire right now, so I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go and communicate. I'm going to go and network. I'm going to go connect. I'm going to relate with folks, learn more about them, connect with them deeper. And it's funny because, you know, Venus is in the Venusian decant of Aquarius. Now, the third decan of Aquarius is kind of a little bit more focused on relationships than the others, other Aquariuses are. And so, you know, these people want to connect one-on-one a little bit deeper than the other Aquarius energies. And so now, you know, you're kind of pushed into like, okay, yes, I do care about the collective. I do care about, you know, the group. But I just want to relate with people one-on-one so I can, you know, find a deep kind of like, not a deeper meaning, but concentrated connection to the collective. And hey, if things pop off, things pop off, you know what I mean? But with the moon being in the Mercury decant of Libra, while you're doing this relating, you're learning details about this person that you're kind of having this one-on-one connection with too. So it's beautiful. But in the whole process of that, honestly, is you or the whole thing of it, honestly, is you appreciating it and wanting it, and you being emotionally satisfied by going after that desire. You know what I mean? Going after what you want. And so it's dope. It's dope energy to have, honestly. And then, of course, you know, you're able to express your uniqueness and individuality and still be accepted. And, you know, you're emotionally going to be satisfied because you're like, wow, I'm learning the details of someone. But you're also going to be excited, too, because you're like, cool, because I'm learning their quirks, too. And relating. We're relating with each other and we're balancing these energies. And it's cool. And it's dope. You know what I mean? And this could be anyone, again, romantic, platonic, business. But it's just, you're emotionally connected to your desires and you're not afraid to go after it. Take advantage of this energy, because honestly, this happens, you know, fairly often, but with trine energy, things are so easy and it comes to you so easy, and people take advantage of it. And when it's not trine no more, they're like, wait, why is it not easy anymore? It's because it was a perfect timing and it was divine timing. So definitely take advantage of trine energy, especially moon, Venus, trine. Like, man, you can really go after what you want and feel good, and things are just gonna flow. Wow. So it's cool, man. It's really, really cool. I like it. what else is happening? Let's see. I'm still looking, y'all. Okay, I got this. So, the moon is going to be, Wait, actually, let me look at this real quick. I'm sorry, I think I'm a little off. Okay. The moon actually is going to be opposite Uranus, which is interesting. With that energy, you know, of course, Taurus and Uranus and Taurus is really pushing us to understand the worth, especially the first decade of Taurus, understanding the worth of our uniqueness and individuality. With the moon being in Libra and also the third decan of Libra, we want to relate with people and learn to understand their details. And so, you know, that seems like it makes sense. Like, okay, I want to express my worth, and I want to be more confident in my self-worth. And then with Libra moon, you know, someone wants to know the details of you. So you feel like, hey, this is a great opportunity to exchange that energy. But the thing is, with Taurus being in, Uranus being in the first decan of Taurus, Taurus generally is private. They really don't like expressing that side of them, expressing that energy. And the thing is about Libras and all air signs, especially in the Mercurial decan, they're nosy and they want to pry. And so there may be some uncomfortability here, very uncomfortable energy happening. But honestly, this is an opportune time to do that exchange. What's happening here is that emotionally you're going to feel fulfilled because you're expressing. You expressing your individuality and uniqueness is not only fulfilling you emotionally, because you're like, hey, I'm expressing details about me, and so they're going to be feeling comfortable to express details about them, and we can exchange details and we can both be satisfied in that end. But at the same time, with y'all relating, what's happening here too is that y'all are both showing and expressing your individuality and uniqueness and your quirks. And as kind of, you know, you guys are learning to be accepting of them. So if you kind of let that side of you out to someone who is deserving, you're going to be satisfying both sides. Because what's dope is when you feel comfortable enough to express your uniqueness and individuality, of course, you're feeling good about yourself already, but when you get that okay from that other person, it makes your confidence even stronger, you know? And so, like, both energies will be satisfied here, so I definitely take advantage. I feel like you guys should take advantage. And if you want to express, if you want to really be sure of your individuality and uniqueness, express that to someone. Don't be afraid. Don't hold it out. Don't hold on to it too tight. Express that to someone who's deserving of to express it to. You know what I mean? Not just anybody, of course. That's what I think. The moon also is going to be actually exactly in conjunct Mars. And so you're going to be wanting to take action. You're going to be wanting to continue to take action, at least, on this one goal that you have. It's very practical. Maybe even the goal is connected to your self-worth or connected to you getting some type of possession so you can feel worthy, but you, or some maybe connected to money or whatever, but you have this kind of like focused, practical goal that will kind of make you feel worthy in general. You know what I mean? You want to push through it. Mercury retrograde's making it difficult, but you're treading through because Taurus is stubborn. They got their eyes on a prize and they're stuck on it. You know what I mean? Emotionally, you're not going to really be connected to that because emotionally, you want to relate with folks. You want to connect with folks. You want to know the details of folks. You want to learn. You don't want to go ahead and do the boring practical stuff and stay stuck on that goal that's already annoying to deal with anyway because Mercury keeps fucking it up, you know? And so that's kind of the feeling that you're feeling. When it comes to any energy that's like hard or disagreeing aspect wise, it's good to balance. Have this one side of you really expressing the curious side of you and wanting to network and all that stuff and get deeper into relationships. And then have the other side or another time where you get to focus on the goal that you've had been working on all this time. You know what I mean? Lastly, the moon is going to be square the nodes, both North Node and South Node. With the moon square South Node, you know, what's tough here, honestly, is that, you know, any karmic connections that you had about status and reputation, it's being bust wide open because at this moment, especially with Pluto conjunct in this energy and Pluto being in Capricorn, we're transforming what authority and control is and who has the authority and control. You know, so that's kind of like the theme of the South Node, honestly. This is South Node Pluto Saturn connection. That's the theme of us finding who has authority and control, knowing who that we have authority and control over ourselves, and changing who has authority and control over like countries and the world and, you know, government, all that shit. You know what I mean? It gets deep. You know what I mean? And emotionally, though, if we don't want to focus on that at all, we don't want to focus on that. We want to focus on getting to know people and it being cool. But again, the North Node, you know, North Node is pushing us to be nurturing and loving and expressing each other's private situations, private moments, and getting close enough to be comfortable enough to express their private moments with others, right? It's very emotional. You know, the moon doesn't want to connect with that either. The moon doesn't want to connect with emotions deeply. They just want to get to know people and be compatible and chill with them. They, you know, Libra knows that, like, when emotions get a little too deep, that's when things get sour. Not necessarily, but that's how they think. That's when bad times happen. And that's when you go through the valleys instead of the hills of a relationship. And Libra hates the valleys. That's when they start getting indecisive and weird. Because they just want things to be steady, balanced. You know what I mean? They want things to be just chill all the time. They want things to be just compatible all the time. And so, you know, even the collective's main idea of learning about nurturing, learning about providing, and knowing that there's an emotional implication towards it. Emotionally, we're not feeling that. Emotionally, we just want to learn and have fun. And relate with people and be cool with people and have balanced energy. But when it comes to emotional support and providing, you know, emotions are connected to it. And so that's what the collective needs to focus on. And emotionally, we're not with it at the moment. But we're going to learn because the moon moves fast anyway, so we'll be fine. By tomorrow, we'll be good. It's just the feeling that we're feeling at this moment. And so if you want to kind of live out your moon, go ahead, baby. You'll be fine. Okay? Well, that's what I got for you guys. I hope you have a lovely week. Happy spring equinox again. I'm excited about the Aries season. I really am. I'm ready to take action now. And I hope you guys are too. I hope you have a lovely weekend. And God bless, okay? Definitely don't forget to do your full moon intentions. You have until tomorrow to finish them, which is the 23rd, Saturday, end of the night Saturday, to finish your full moon intentions and to do the ceremony or ritual. Definitely, if you don't know what that is, check out Mystic Lipstick. She has that posted and everything on how to go about that energy, okay? But yeah, don't forget to do that. Please don't, okay? Much love to you all, and peace out. Bye-bye.